Every day, the Mizbeach that was in the Azara, the outer Mizbeach, had four Marachos, four pyres, specific areas on the Mizbeach that would burn. But today, there were five. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The reason that there were four specific different spots on the Mizbeach that were used to burn different things, one of them, one of the Marachos, is called the Maracha Gedola, the large Maracha that was used to be makriv, the carbon tamid that was brought twice a day, Shachris and Bein Harbayim, morning and the afternoon, late in the day. So that was number one. The second Maracha was to take the coals from that Maracha, from the second one, to bring into the Heichal for the Mizbeach over there for the Ketores. And then the third Maracha was specifically designated that there should always be a fire burning on the Mizbeach all the time, 24/7. And that's learned out from the pasuk Va'esh al Mizbeach Tukarbo Loi Sichbe. It should never go out. That was the third separate pyre that there should always be fire there. And finally, the fourth one was set up for all the different limbs and fats from the carbon tamid al Bein Arbayim that were not consumed at night. The leftovers and remains were burnt in the fourth maracha. And on Yom Kippur, obviously, there was another maracha that was used to take from this maracha of fire. They took the coals for the special ketores that was brought inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So that was the fifth one on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'chol yom shalosh. Rabbi Yossi says every day there are only three. Rabbi Yossi did not hold that there was a special fire for the evarim and pedarim, the leftover limbs and fats. He didn't hold of this. He held that the evarim and pedarim that were not consumed at night, they were just put to the side of the large maracha that was used for the carbon tamid, and they were consumed there. But there was no special maracha for the evarim and pedarim that weren't burnt at night. Vayom arba, and Rabbi Yossi agrees that there was an additional one on Yom Kippur for the ketores. The coals of this one would be brought lifnai v'lifnim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chol yom shtayim, vayom shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda says there were only two every day. The two were the carbon tamid one, which is the maracha gedola, that they brought the carbon tamid on, and the other one was for the regular ketores. But Rabbi Yehuda did not hold that there was a maracha for the evarim and pedarim like Rabbi Yossi held. They both didn't hold of this. And Rabbi Yehuda was mosif that he held that not only that, they also didn't have a maracha that there should always be a fire on the Mizbeach all the time. He didn't hold of this because he darshan the pasuk when the Torah says ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo loy sichbeh. The Torah is not telling us a mitzias that there should always be in a fire. That's not how he learns the pasuk. What he's learning is it's actually a losase, it's an iser, and it's not talking about that the Mizbeach has to always have fire. Rather, what it means is that if you're kindling the maracha gedola that was being used on the Mizbeach, and you're taking, let's say, a twig to kindle it, don't take this twig and throw it out on the floor and extinguish it while the Mizbeach is burning. Rather, you should throw it into the Mizbeach with the other burning items. Loi sichbeh means it's an iser, not to extinguish. It's not just Hashem telling us that there should always be fire, loy sichbeh, it shouldn't go out ever. Rather, it's an iser, loy sichbeh, don't put out this kindling twig, this fire that you're connecting to the Mizbeach. You should consider this fire as part of the Mizbeach's fire, and you should throw it into the Mizbeach. And therefore, there were only two marachas, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vayom Shalosh and Yom Kippur, he agreed that there was the maracha for the ketores that was brought lifnai v'lifnim. So according to Yehuda, there was the maracha gedola for the carbon tamids. There was a maracha for the ketores that was brought in the heichal every day. And there was also the third maracha on Yom Kippur was lifnai v'lifnim. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi.